Hello everyone and welcome into our Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor here at the News. Today we're sitting down with Warren Healy, President of the Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Institute of Canada. Warren's going to discuss HRAI's annual conference and all that it entails, the state of the HVAC marketplace in Canada, and much more. Let's get to it. Warren, with the HRAI annual conference coming up, can you give us an overview of the conference and what's going to be going on in Calgary?
Sure, Nick. We're very excited, actually, about this year's session and the lineup in Calgary and really the value it'll provide to our members. Our theme for this year is making every connection matter. And so we've tried to take the sessions and put them around that connections issue. And some of the topics are customer sales and service touchpoints, positive supply chain interactions, legislative and regulatory issues affecting your business, and the final one, choreographing your online connections to be positive and constructive. We will also be having a town hall session on the new HRAI strategic priorities, which we have been developing over the last year or so, and how these strategies will affect the members.
Now, Warren, why should contracting business owners attend this conference?
Well, from my perspective, it's a perfect venue to get quality sales and marketing advice with valuable interaction between business owners, presenters, and their counterparts in the industry. Where else can you bring your sales and marketing challenges to experts that will give you quality advice without dishing out a lot of consulting dollar fees? If what you learn may potentially help you bring in more business, then I'd say it's well worth the trip to Calgary.
Absolutely. And outside of the conference, what are some of the latest endeavors going on at HRAI?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've recently completed a strategic process that set priorities for the future, and we're trying to focus the association on the direction to pursue in the future. Areas such as regional services and representation, marketing the industry to consumers, environmental responsibility programs, increasing services and programs for the ICI sector, and broadening the scope of industry training we offer are on our priority list. The challenge now will be to take action on these priorities identified by our members and increase value for the membership in the industry.
Yeah, and Warren, you mentioned the future. What is on the horizon for HRAI?
Probably the most important priority for the future will be to expand, at least, the brand awareness of HRAI and its influence in all regions of the country. This has been something we've been looking at for quite some time and want to address in a more, active way. By pursuing this strategic objective, we'll increase our membership in the key regions and devote resources to better represent our membership on a regional basis.
Well, and talking about Canada as a whole, just kind of what is the current state of the HVAC marketplace there, and how have the summer months been treating contractors?
Well, from what we've been hearing from members and looking at shipment data that we put together quarterly, the HVACR market, I guess, is holding its own in most areas of the country, despite rather unusual weather patterns over the first 6 months of the year. As you know, we're very weather-driven in our industry. We had a warmer-than-usual winter and widely varying temperatures in the spring that have tempered any strong growth, at least. But it is, from our minds, holding its own and at least progressing forward. As you know, oil prices have had a negative effect on provinces that are oil-producing, such as Alberta, and our market in those provinces is down along with many other industries. Concerning the summer months, the cooling season arrived later than some of our members would have wished, but in the major markets of central Canada, it's now coming along quite well with warmer temperatures in the region compared to temperatures a year ago, and this is providing contractors with a better weather environment for air conditioning service and replacement.
Yeah, and looking ahead to the winter season, are contractors bracing for a tough winter season?
Well, I thought about that, and it depends on your definition of tough. If tough means a warmer than normal winter again, I think our contractors are simply hoping for normal winter temperatures to return so business will be somewhat the same as it's been in the past. If tough means a colder winter, that would be optimum, actually, for our industry. Our industry is essentially, as I said before, weather-driven, and obviously extremes mean more work for contractors. In general, because weather patterns seem to include wide swings in temperature throughout the year, I believe most contractors are making adjustments to their service offerings to smooth out the ups and downs of the work demands caused by the weather.
Now, Warren, if people want to learn more about the HRAI annual conference and about the organization in general, where can they turn?
First, I'd suggest they go to our website, hrai.ca, and if they put /AGM in, they can get right into the part of our site that deals with the annual meeting. And if not, call us. We have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-267-2231 that can be used throughout North America. And we'd be glad to talk to any individual, contractor, or member of the industry that has interest in coming to the annual meeting.
Warren, thank you so much for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Nick, and good luck.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Warren, learned a bit about HRAI's annual conference, the state of the HVAC marketplace in Canada, and much more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com, or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.